Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is 11 April 2022, and I am filling in today full-time from Elder Seastrom. She is out today running some personal errands, and we all have to do this sometimes, don't we? We really do, and I know what it's like to stay busy during the day, prepare for radio shows that afternoon, evening. It does take a lot of time out of the day, so she had to run errands today. I hope you don't mind me trying to fill in for her. We have a lot of news cover. I mean, we really do. A lot of interesting news, not necessarily good news, but interesting news that we need to pay attention to because it's the times we live in. You know, there's no point in kidding ourselves, folks. We are already in some dire situations in this country a lot of different ways and worldwide. And it's not going to get any better in the very near future that I can see at all. But so let's just hang in and do what's right. Pray about things. Think things through. Ask the Lord to guide us in everything we do because He's the one that ultimately knows the future. Only He does. We prepare, do what we can to get ready for what may come. And folks, that's wisdom to do that. But moving on today with the metals report, gold and silver had a pretty good day today. Gold was up 747 to 1951.45. Again, picking on $2,000 range. Silver made it back up to 25 even, up 23 cents. Platinum was up just a little bit, $1.50 to 980.50. Palladium's had a pretty good run the last couple of days. It was up 9.98 to 24.35, so good move on that. USDX was up 0.17% to 99.96. The 10-year yield was up 2.78%, folks. And oil was down $1.62 to 94.47. Now to the markets. All the markets here and overseas are all down today. Not drastically, but down. The Dow was down 257 to 34,463. NASDAQ was down 285 to 13,425. S&P was down 70 to 44,17. Japan was down 163 to 26,821. Hong Kong hit pretty hard, 643.57 to 21,208. London was down 50.91 to 76,18. And Germany was down 90.31 to 14,192. So all the markets were down. Metals were up. That's a good sign. Oil was down a little bit, which is also a good sign, I suppose, of the pumps. Our prices here finally dropped below $4 today or a couple days ago. So that's a good sign, I suppose. It's just everything's so volatile, folks. Everything is volatile, and the people that are planning the moves, the next moves, political moves, whatever it may be, have inside knowledge, but they have no idea what God has in store for the nation and for them in the future. Well, I think they may have not idea what's in store for them in the future if they don't repent, but nonetheless, no one knows what's going to happen with the next move politically or whatever it may be, economically. No one knows. But the world powers that be control the people as a whole. It's like you control checkers on a checkerboard. Not pleasant to think about, but it's really true. It really is. And I know over the last, oh gosh, I don't know how I've been with Melody now, 2 or 3 years, I guess, in radio with Melody. We discussed this issue we're going to discuss now a lot of times. Will they come for the retirement accounts? Now, they won't call it stealing the accounts. They won't say that, obviously. What they'll do is nationalize the accounts. Nice word for stealing the accounts, okay? That's what it boils down to. They want to nationalize them, and that will come, as have come in other nations already, to America real soon. Now, I don't know how or when or what's going to happen with that. I don't know how they're going to do it. But, folks, I urge you, I sincerely mean this. Anything you have in paper, if all possible, get it out and put it in tangible goods. If, of course, gold and silver, and I recommend junk silver for barter, I do, but that's just my opinion. But not only that, some food, perhaps, storable foods, different things that could happen anytime. And we'll share some food stories with you in a minute because this might make you understand how serious it is getting with the food already. And we have seen nothing yet. So keep in mind, paper assets, folks, can disappear. And paper is only paper. A can of beans is something tangible that you can eat, at least. A piece of paper just not too filling, is it? Okay, let's talk about the governments of the world nationalizing, in other words, for stealing accounts. As the American debt reaches record levels on a daily basis, currently being in the trillions of dollars and literally impossible for America to ever pay off, there's a very juicy nest egg that politicians are going to begin to eye at some point, retirement accounts. By nationalizing retirement accounts, a sudden influx of cash would appear in D.C.'s coffers, helping to make the country look better on paper and potentially last just a little bit longer. You may think that the nationalization of retirement accounts will never happen here in America, but there have been lots of things that have happened over the past few years that we never believed could happen on American soil. Now, folks, think about that. If nothing else, a COVID hoax and the nation shutting down. And we're going to skip through some of this and go drop down where it says that this has happened before. Let me share this with you. I'm a firm believer that we can learn from the past to gauge how things may work out in the future. Your parents likely taught you cautionary tales with the hopes that you would learn from their mistakes. They taught you the past with the hope that you would glean lessons of how the future could turn out if familiar path is followed. There are plenty of countries that have nationalized retirement accounts, even throughout recent history, just as there are plenty of countries that consider torture to be a regular part of the judicial process. Here are a few of the countries, folks, that have nationalized their accounts just recently. Argentina, Hungary, Poland, Cyprus, Ireland, and France. That's just some of the ones recently who have nationalized or stolen people's retirement accounts, put it in the government coffers, and I suppose promised the people some kind of pittance to keep them content. We have to understand we're going into a whole world, new world order, that will control all finances right down to the last penny of every man, woman, child in the world. Folks, that's prophesied and it's happening right now. So don't be too shocked, because it's already started around the world. This next article is out of Natural News by Lance D. Johnson. I didn't top you off the whole thing. You don't need to, because the points I want to make are right in his first couple paragraphs. The atrocities of world history are taking form again in some of the exact same regions of the world. From 1932 to 33, Joseph Stalin and the Soviet Union committed mass genocide in Ukraine by starving the population, imprisoning and killing dissenters. Ukrainian famine of 1932-1933 was known as a Holodomor, which means to inflict death through starvation. Approximately 13.9 million people were starved to death during that time. At the time, Stalin captured individually owned and operated farms and replaced them with state-run collectives. Folks, you've seen our farmers taken down bit by bit. Are you knowing, did you know Bill Gates is buying up hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland to just lay idle? Do you know this is happening to America right now? Independent farmers have been taken out a little by little. It's been happening for years, but they're gaining momentum now, taking a lot more in the last few years. Farmers who resisted were called gulags and marked as enemies of the state. When the Soviets failed to maintain their target harvest, Stalin ordered the grain to be confiscated. The Soviets deployed secret police and internal passports to crack down on Ukrainians who were hoarding food or trying to escape. Notice the internal passports. It's been talked about a lot here in this country, has it not, with the COVID pandemic. Today, the war in Ukraine threatens crops and commodities that many parts of the world depend on. With the addition of future economic, banking, and energy sanctions, much of the developed world is on pace to experience food shortages that you've never seen before. A man-made, modern-day Holodomor. Americans on the cusp of experiencing real man-made food shortages. Let me repeat that. Man-made food shortages. Folks, the COVID shutdown worldwide was a big move in this direction. Not only destroyed businesses and destroyed jobs, not only put nations further in debt, but they cut off the food chain. I believe it was Henry Kissinger one time said that whoever controls the food controls the people. That's really the truth, and you know that. After months of dismissing record inflation and the threat of food shortages, the Biden regime has finally admitted that food shortages are coming to the United States. Food shortages, it's going to be real, Biden mumbled without enthusiasm. Biden's sanctions on Russia failed to deter the military objectives in Ukraine and have only imposed record gas prices and increasing inflation on the American people. As Russia holds back its fertilizer supply, crop yields are set to fall in upcoming planting seasons. Nations that are able to obtain fertilizer will pay a steeper price, will pass the price on to consumers. America and much of the developed world is on a fast track to food shortages and a new age Holodomor. Most Americans are so used to having an abundance of food. Now, folks, this is very true. They will not be able to cope when things get tough, when they are forced to eat rations and bugs. Many Americans are unprepared to withstand the coming food shortages because they do not have enough disposable income to prepare. They have no gardening, foraging, or hunting skills. They are in hostile, collapsing city environments where people fail to work together in times of stress, or they do not have proper amounts of long-term food storage and supplies to outlast global instability. That last paragraph says a lot, folks. Many Americans are unprepared to withstand what's coming, period. I would venture to say that most people 30 and younger, maybe 30, maybe 40 and younger, know nothing about how to plant a garden. If they can plant a garden where they live, you live in a city, forget it, it's not going to happen. In a high rise, you might get some potted plants outside the window maybe, but you're not going to have food grown in your apartment too much. They don't know how to forage. They probably never went hunting in their life. They don't know how to skin a deer or whatever and process a deer. I'm sure they don't know how to do that. They don't know how to take care of themselves, in other words. So most people get hungry. They're not going to be able to turn to their supplies and their own knowledge. They're going to come and look at you and see if you have a can or two of beans left in your home somewhere. Or if you have something stored, they're going to come to the folks. This is unpleasant to think about, but when people are hungry, they get desperate, especially if they have children. They're going to come begging or stealing. And I don't know how you're going to handle that. I don't know what you're going to do. I have no idea. I really don't know what you're going to do about that. They come begging and hungry. I would think that most of us will give them at least a meal. But they come stealing, that's a whole different ballgame. But that's something that you have to weigh out in your own mind, because it's going to happen. Not just here, but worldwide. But folks, much of the world has been used to doing without for a long time. They don't have a lot like we've had. The European nations and America have become soft, spoiled, and lazy. That's us today. Members of Congress are now using words like famine and starvation to describe what is coming. I have so much information to share with you today that I will do my best to be brief. But be warned that this article is going to be longer than usual. Global events are moving so quickly now, and I believe they are going to move even more rapidly in the months ahead. Sadly, the changes that we are witnessing will have a very real impact on the daily lives of every man, woman, and child on the entire planet. As I discussed yesterday, a global food shortage has arrived. In fact, members of Congress are now using words like famine and starvation to describe what conditions will soon be like all over the world. Now, folks, I did not get the whole article, but this is what for example, U.S. Senator Joni Ernst just told Fox News Business News that our planet is facing impending famine. About 40 to 45% of the production in Ukraine will be decreased this year because of the war and the scarcity of supplies that go into the planting season. And we know that Ukraine also supports about 400 million people around the world with its food products. So we do see that we have an impending famine. And I've heard from David Beasley at the World Food Bank that he's now going to have to take from the hungry to feed the starving. Repeat that. You're going to have to take from the hungry to feed the starving. U.S. Senator Cory Booker has previously warned that we could soon see tens of millions of people dying of starvation. Democrats, Republicans, and Congress need to quickly come together and approve emergency global food aid in order to prevent tens of millions of people including millions of children from dying of starvation, Senator Cory Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey, told Reuters. Well, that's all well and good, folks. I believe in taking care of what we can. But when our own people are starving, and they're going to be, I think we better keep some food in-house, don't you? I think it would be a very wise decision to keep some food in-house for what's coming down the pike. And I keep saying this over and over. My wife and I went to the store yesterday and stocked up some groceries. Yes, they're expensive, but by the grace of God, we can afford them. We brought them in the house and put them up. I was thinking, you see how blessed I am to have food in the home, heat in my house, a warm bed to sleep in, and the blessings of life that God's given me. Now, folks, those material blessings are wonderful, but they're not promised to last forever on this earth. Even Christians and those who truly love God and are doing their best to serve Him can and have in the past done without many things and suffered because of the evil all around them. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, you find a faith chapter where people raised people from the dead and they built arks and they did all manner of things. But in the same chapter, you'll find out, in the same chapter, you'll find people that lived in caves. They were destitute. They had clothing made out of animal skins. They had nothing. The same faith that kept them, the same faith that had Noah build the ark. So don't think that, oh, God will just let me slide by this and I'll be all hunky-dory. It's possible that it may happen that way. But I wouldn't count on it, because the so-called church is going to let this whole thing happen to start with. That ain't popular, folks, when I say that. I know that. But the pastors in America today as a whole are figureheads behind a pulpit with no more zeal for righteousness than my puppy has. That's just the way it is. They like the feel-good stuff. They may preach righteousness, but are they involved in the battle for unborn babies and the sodomizing of his children? Are they out trying to take a stand? Are they at least talking about it? Or are they going to church waiting for the rapture? You tell me, where do you go? What do you hear? What do you see? So, we were the ones told to occupy till he come. We're the ones told to take his kingdom and spread all over the world. Last chapter of Matthew, read it for yourself. We're the ones who were told to disciple nations and stand for righteousness against evil. We were the ones who told that. Now, after the break, we're going to cover some more things about story. I got a couple stories here, folks, that's really kind of hard to believe. I mean, it's true, but in America, it's hard to believe because we never had this happen before that I know of, where stores have to do certain things in order to maintain what they have in inventory. I mean, these are things that are happening right now, today, in good old US of A, and I'm sure worldwide, but I don't live in Russia or Ukraine or Argentina. I live in America. That's where my family is. And it's not going to be pretty in the future, I promise. So hang on, right back after the break, don't go away. We will find you right.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks. Again, it's Pastor Butch Paul sitting in from Melody Series today. It is 11 April 2022. Melody's phone number is 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Give her a call and talk to her. Ask for some advice on some things maybe you should do and what you can afford to do. These next two articles... I don't know if it ever happened before in this country or not. I don't remember seeing it. Walgreens starts rationing baby formula. This is a gateway pundit. This is for real. 2 weeks ago, Joe Biden warned Americans to expect real food shortages. He wasn't kidding. 2 weeks later, and Walgreens starts rationing baby formula. A national shortage of baby formula brought on by pandemic-related supply chain issues has forced U.S. retailers such as Walgreens to ration the all-important product. Oh, people, you know, baby food was not common when I grew up. I'm sure they had it. And even in the generation before I grew, that no one had sold baby food in the stores. You made your own. A lot of people still know how to do that. But anyway, the company, the second largest pharmacy store chain in the United States behind CVS, said that Friday, amid the supply chain crunch, is limiting customers to 3 infant and toddler formula products purchased at a time at its 9,021 U.S. locations. A company spokesperson told DailyMail.com that the restrictions already in effect stem from an increased demand and various supplier issues, as it was revealed that 29% of all top-selling formulas are out of stock at stores across the nation. Repeat that. 29% of all top-selling formulas are out of stock at stores across the nation. The shortage of the product, which roughly 3/4 of infants in the U.S. receive at some point within the first 6 months, has parents panicked. There you go. Panic parents. What do they do? Well, you can make your own baby formula out of food you have yourself for adults if you know how to do it. But how many people know how to do that? When people panic, they don't think right. They don't really contemplate consequences. They panic. And they do what they have to do to try to put food on the table. And this can lead to serious consequences for a lot of reasons. And y'all know that already. But this is real news right now. And you're not going to, this next one, maybe a little bit sillier, maybe a little bit crazier. I don't know. This is on Newsweek. Aldi, A-L-D-I, which is a large grocery store chain, as a sign up says, steaks can't be sold on shelf due to theft. They can't put the steaks on the shelf due to theft. A sign in an alleged Aldi grocery store is turning ahead by claiming steaks can be sold on the shelf because of theft, sparking debate of the situation. The viral TikTok caption grocery shopping had been viewed 615,800 times and liked 7,000 times since it was shared on April 7th. The 5-second clip posted by TikToker, at 315 Brittany, where Brittany's name had the song Thrift Shop by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis featuring Wines playing in the background. The Washington Post reported in 2020 that shoplifting has increased since the start of the pandemic and is happening more than previous economic downturns. The items being stolen are necessities and staples, which include things like pasta, bread, and here we go, baby formula. The video started with a look at some bare shelves where the beef fillet, black Angus beef, and beef cube steak should be. A sign was taped to one of the bare shelves that read, "Due to high theft, we can no longer put steaks on the shelf. Please ask associates if needed. thank you. It concluded with a statement, sorry for your inconvenience. How many times do you think we might hear that in the future? Sorry for your inconvenience. Sorry out of that product. I don't know. I don't know where you are and what you're going through, and maybe nothing that you speak of yet. But it's happening. It's started to happen. And we're starting to see the tip of the iceberg, I do believe. And I would urge you, please, prepare yourself for what's coming. Please. Rembrandt is laying off 135 workers at Buena Vista County Egg Laying Facility. This is in Iowa. Rembrandt Enterprises is laying off 135 employees at its egg laying plant in Buena Vista County. The plant, home to over 5 million hens, was hit by highly pathogenic avian influenza last month. Under the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, employers are required to report mass layoffs. Rembrandt Enterprises reported its layoffs on April 5th to Iowa Workforce Development, according to the legacy agency at warn.log. It's not known how many people are employed at the egg plant, laying plant, which is one of the largest in the nation. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship has identified any facility impacted by bird flu, but a county official and area poultry farmers in the region identified Rembrandt as at the Buena Vista facility where 5.3 million egg-laying hens were euthanized after the virus was detected on March 17th. Now, folks, listen. 5.3 million laying hens were euthanized. Could that make us egg prices go up also? A shortage of, well, not just eggs, but how about meat and processing places that slaughter chickens? Are you seeing signposts popping up here? And what's coming? Are you seeing a scenario of events here that are starting to come together to make sense that we're going to have shortages? Are you understanding more and more why many, many years of Melody's program, and mine also, we try to tell you to prepare yourself, folks. Prepare yourself every way you possibly can. Maybe, by the grace of God, maybe it'll slide by, but I don't think so. Is it worth the risk? Is it? Are you willing to risk your children going hungry because you just think all this can happen? That God won't let it happen? Do you really think that a righteous God is going to allow a nation that slaughtered 75 million babies slide by? You really believe that? I don't think you do. I really don't. I don't think anybody with any common decency, common sense will believe that for a second. Now, if you believe there's a God in heaven and that he judges evil, I don't think you believe that. Chipotle, we knew this coming too, test tortilla chip making robots to combat labor shortage. A robot will soon be making your tortilla chips at Chipotle. Addressing his company's partnership with Chipotle, MISO Robotics CEO Michael Bell told Cavuto Coast to Coast Friday that the tortilla chip making robot will combat the labor shortage in the U.S. and suggested that automation is the solution. The restaurant industry has a labor gap before the pandemic. The pandemic just accelerated this big gap between the numbers of jobs and available labor, he remarked. Bell stressed that the labor shortage isn't going away soon. I mentioned that there's a big demand to automate tasks in restaurants. Last month, Chipotle announced it was testing a chip-making robot at the Innovation Hub in Irvine, California. Later this year, it will make its debut at a location in the southern part of the state. Chippy, the robot named and designed by MISO Robotics, will be able to cook and season Chipotle popper chips, according to a press release. Bell assisted with the robot design to cater to the popular food franchise's specific needs. The very specific way that they made is technology now can follow and do exactly the same way that a human does. Technology now can follow and do exactly the same way that a human does. Interesting. Chippy used a form of artificial intelligence to recreate Chipotle's tortilla chip recipe, which includes corn masa flour, water, and sunflower oil. After chips are baked, they're coated with a salt and a hint of lime juice. So Chippy is going to take at least one person's job away from him, maybe more. I don't know how he makes chips in Chipotle. I have no idea. I've never been in Chipotle as far as I know. I have no idea. But automation, folks, has to be brought in. If people are not going to work, they have to have some way to produce the product. Automation is nothing new in this country, except we've almost always had some workers who are willing to work. That's changing this country very quickly. Why would people work if they can get everything they need for nothing? I've always wondered that myself. Why would they? Does it make any sense that you wouldn't go to get out of bed in the morning when it's snowing and blowing and cold and you just don't feel well and you got a headache? Well, I'm going to work and make chips. I'm getting paid to stay home. You figure it out. Bretton Woods 3. China begins buying Russian coal and oil in yuan. Now, folks, this is going to hit the news real soon. You watch your dollar drop in value. Watch prices go up over the next couple weeks. The old economic order, in which the dollar's centrality to global trade remains king, is beginning to fade. The latest example of the dollar's demise comes as China purchases coal and oil from Russia in yuan due to Western sanctions isolating Russian banks from the SWIFT payment system. Folks, I want to say this. We're not going to hurt Russia financially. Not with partners like China and India. It's not going to happen. China's commodity firms purchased Russian coal in local currency in March, and the first shipments are expected to arrive in China this month, according to Bloomberg, citing Chinese consultancy Fenhui Energy Information Service Company. Traders said that this coal shipment paid in yuan will be the first since the U.S. and Europe unleashed harsh sanctions severing some top Russian banks from SWIFT. But the first one bought in yuan simply because the U.S. jumped in and decided to sanction Russia anyway. Traders are also reporting Russian crude bought in yuan. The first Eastern Siberia Pacific Ocean grade crude shipment will arrive at Chinese refineries in May. Russia and China trading yuan for commodities is just one example of a new emerging economic order. I like the way I said that, a new emerging economic order. Premium subs should recall from New York Fed repo bureau and current credit strategist Zoltan Pazar's stunning note last week that said the consequences of Ukraine's war are ushering in the birth of the Bretton Woods III, a new world monetary order centered around commodity-based currencies in the East that will likely weaken the euro-dollar system and also contribute to inflationary forces in the West. No doubt. No doubt. That's going to happen, folks. Let's face it, China supplies a lot of our stuff. And that's, for years, it's made cheaper. That's why we bought it from them. That's why our manufacturer left this country. Now, payday's coming home, isn't it? Now you're going to see the payback for our greed and laziness. Now, moving on to another nation that's taking a stand. After Russia, Iran to sell oil in its local currency instead of U.S. dollars. Folks, the whole idea of the 1970s shortage of oil was set up because America promised the Middle East that if they would use our dollars to sell their oil with, they would make them wealthy. Well, the oil shortage, if you were alive then, never really happened, but the price had to go up so America could keep its word to the Middle East and prop up the dollar. There was no oil shortage. It was all a con. And now it's coming home to roost also. Iran may soon follow the Russian example and start selling oil and gas in its currency, rail, R-I-L, instead of U.S. dollars. The rail is likely to be found, now listen to this, listen, the rail is likely to be bound to gold, just like the ruble now is, just like the Russian ruble. Sources said Iran may soon announce an attractive rail gold exchange rate, which would incentivize purchase of oil and gas in rail or gold. The Iran decision will deal yet another big blow to the U.S. dollar, which has been the preferred currency for international trade. Late last month, Russia had decided to sell oil and gas in ruble or gold. The Central Bank of Russia has announced that Russian ruble is bound to gold as of March 28, 2022. The rate announced by the bank is 5,000 ruble for 1 gram of gold. This is much lower in ruble than its values in dollars. Iran, too, is reportedly working on pegging the real gold exchange rate lower than the dollar to gold rate. Iran has started sounding its big buyers about the decision. India is in one such buyer. Iran started sounding its big buyers about the decision. India is one such buyer. Iran has replaced Saudi Arabia as India's biggest oil supplier before former U.S. President Donald Trump pulled out of the Obama-era deal and imposed sanctions on Iran. Oh, golly, folks, it's come back to bite us. It's coming around full circle. It's coming back to bite us. I don't know how else to put it. It's coming back to bite us. And it's going to hurt. It's already hurting. It is going to hurt like we're not going to believe. I said me too. In my poorest day in my life, I never had to go to bed hungry. Now, I had to drive maybe an old beat-up used car. I didn't have anything fancy in the home. I had a roof over my head, a place to stay warm, and something to eat. That could very well come to an end in the very near future. Now, y'all, of course, realize that there's a new Meta financial technology. You know Meta was of course, another company that the social media behemoth Meta is reportedly considering rolling out a digital currency. Yeah, folks, here we go. The Financial Times revealed on Wednesday, years after the company's initial efforts to create its cryptocurrency called Libra, ran around a combination of stifling regulations and user distrust. Despite the collapse of the planned cryptocurrency, Diem, formerly known as Libra, Meta has not given up on its plans to muscle into the financial service sector, with internal sources suggesting the company has plans to roll out a whole suite of virtual coins, tokens, and even business lending services. Subsidiary Meta Financial Technologies is now explored the possibility of creating a virtual currency in the metaverse, something employees have begun referring to as Zuck Bucks, company sources told EFT. But rather than previous efforts to enter the cryptocurrency world, Meta employees are reportedly seeking out the least regulated form of digital currency, FT source revealed, and indicated was giving the blockchain a wide berth. We're going to go digital, which is the beast system way of controlling people. Back out of the break.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All right, folks, we are back. Final segment of the day on the 11th of April, and I hope you'll call Melody up at 800-375-4188. Talk to her, please, about what you can do with whatever you can afford to prepare yourself and get out of paper assets. I'm telling you this because I really do care. I do. If worse comes, if something happens and nothing really falls apart, you can always spend it, sell it back or something, can't you? It doesn't go bad just laying there. And no matter how much it falls, the dollar will be gone. The gold and silver is still worth something because it is gold and silver. Think about that, folks. Think about that a minute. NATO plans massive military buildup on Russia's border, citing major reset. That word reset is coming in play a lot lately, is it not? I'm going to do a teaching this weekend in Bible study, this coming Saturday, entitled The Beast, The Mark, and the Great Reset. I think it's going to be a very, very interesting teaching, if I do say so myself. But the North Atlantic Treaty Organization is in the middle of a fundamental transformation and planning a massive military buildup along Russian borders. Folks, you think Russia is going to just sit by and suck the thumb when this happens? The Telegraph reported NATO is drawing up plans to deploy a permanent full-scale military force on this border in an effort to combat future Russian aggression following the invasion of Ukraine, the alliance's Secretary General had revealed. Secretary General Jean Stoltenberg said NATO will undergo a major reset and plans to put enough troops in states that border Russia to repel an invasion. The alliance currently has 40,000 troops in eastern member states. NATO considers its forces in Eastern Europe as a deterrent against Russia, but insufficient to actually stop incoming forces. The tripwire policy believes Moscow will be unwilling to kill American soldiers and provoke a larger war. Stoltenberg did not say how many troops will be needed in states like Latvia and Estonia to fight off a Russian invasion. Russia is going to get a Russian border and signing a major reset of troop power on Russia's border, right on their border. Wow. Something to think about, isn't it? That the nerve and the gall of America just to NATO, Europe, and hell, Russia. We're going to put up troops on your border enough that we can repel an invasion. But you can trust us. We would never come in your territory. We'll never do that. You can trust us. We will never do that. We're here as friendly people. We don't want to have to go to war with you. We're just here to make sure you don't bother us. If y'all believe that, I got a piece of oceanfront property here in West Virginia I want to sell you. So anyway, give me a call and we'll talk about it. Let's move on. Some more of your tax dollars at work here. DHS giving cell phones to illegal border crossers. Gosh. The White House confirmed Wednesday that the administration is giving cell phones to illegal border crossers before releasing them into the United States. Now listen as to why. I want you to listen to the reasoning here and tell me what could go wrong with this. As part of an alternative to detention, or ATD program, the Department of Homeland Security is handing out cell phones and ankle monitors meant to track individuals who cross the border to ensure they show up for the scheduled court dates. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed at a press briefing April 6th. Paskey said Immigration and Customs Enforcement takes a biometric voice print of an illegal border crosser before issuing his cell phone, releasing them into the United States. She said the federal government is then able to confirm an individual's voice during a check-in call or track the individual using GPS or facial matching technology with a smartphone or tablet. She said some also are tracked via an ankle bracelet. Now, you know for sure that none of those people are going to trash that phone and take off that bracelet. They would never do that. You can trust them completely. They're criminals. They broke in, come into the country legally, and they're criminals, but they would never do that. They would never take off that bracelet or get rid of that cell phone. You can trust them, folks, to check in on time, and they know that they'll do it because that's just what you do. That's what good people do. They check in and honest all the time, right? So we don't worry about them being honest. That'll work just fine. We don't have to worry about that at all. Let's just go ahead and give them a cell phone and trust them and check in every few hours a day, and we'll be just fine with them. I know, I have to believe that no one in government is that stupid. Well, I take it back. Some of them may be, but not all of them. Surely they don't believe that reasoning themselves. Surely not. Surely they don't really think these people are just going to walk in and say, all right, give me this. I'll wear this bracelet from now on until you call me into court. And I'll be sure and check in, whatever, once, twice a day. I don't think they're dumb enough to believe that. I really don't. But the American people are. They're doing it. Anybody protest about it? U.S. teens, United States teens recruited to drive migrants from Mexican border. Now, folks, this is out of Reuters. Sunland Park, New Mexico. 17-year-old Santi sits in his car outside shops in Sunland Park, New Mexico, watching a pulsing blue dot on his mobile telephone. Human smugglers have hired him to pick up migrants here less than a mile from the Mexican border and take them to nearby El Paso, Texas. His shiny red mobile phone pings every 15 seconds. He and the migrants share locations as a contact on the U.S. side messages instructions. The high schooler with a high fade haircut is among the growing number of U.S. teenagers in communities from Texas to California recruited to transport migrants crossing the southwest border, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Around one in four drivers caught smuggling migrants last year in the South. Now listen, folks, this is unbelievable. This is actually happening. Around one in four drivers caught smuggling migrants last year in Sutherland Park, Santa Teresa, around were children. One in four drivers smuggling migrants last year in Sunland Park, Santa Teresa area, were children. Most U.S. citizens living locally, according to U.S. Border Patrol, which began recording the juvenile driver data fiscal back in 2021. Mexican youth have long guided migrants to the United States. Recruiters tell both Mexican and U.S. teens they are unlikely to face legal consequences because they are minors, according to around two dozen government and law enforcement officials, attorneys, migrant advocates, and local residents Reuters spoke to. U.S. children as young as 14 learn to work from social media and friends and transport mainly Mexican adults. The young drivers can earn hundreds of dollars per migrant, and locals jokingly call them Ubers. Some see it as a way to get ahead in Sunland Park, a working-class town with three times the national poverty rate, where a third of residents are under 18 and many children live with grandparents. But the job can be dangerous, and federal authorities in New Mexico appear keen to crack down on juvenile drivers. Teen drivers tend to flee at high speed when officers try to stop them, according to Border Patrol officials, that can lead to pursuits by Border Patrol and crashes. Wow. Recruiting teenagers as young as 14 to help smuggle illegals into the country. I don't know what to say, folks. I don't know how we can... I don't know what to say. I mean, what can I add to that? Teenagers, 14 years old, turn in at criminals, and there's money in it. There's no doubt about it, there's money in it. But I just wonder, how do we get here? It happened in my lifetime. Now, I'm not saying legal didn't cross the border back when I was growing up in the 50s and 60s. I'm sure it happened. I'm sure it did. But never before has the border been so porous. I understand that there are Ukrainians now on the border. About 11,000 of them went across around Tijuana. I don't know what to tell you. It's happening. Some people are trying to fight back and stand up, and I'm glad that Texas governor is doing this. I don't know what it's going to lead to. Maybe nothing. Maybe it'll change something. Probably not. We'll see. Texas governor directs state to bus or fly illegal immigrants to D.C. as Title 42 ends. Now, you remember Title 42 was that Biden did away with so they could illegals before they maybe were sick and not come to the border, but he took it down. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Wednesday said that his government will provide charter buses or flights to transport illegal immigrants released from federal custody into its borders. The Republican made the remarks during a press briefing, saying that his state on the southern border has been overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration. We are sending, I don't know if he means already started or going to start, but he said we are sending, so I assume that means it's already started. We are sending the illegal immigrants to the United States Capitol where the Biden administration to more immediately address the needs of the people that they're allowing to come across our border, Abbott told reporters. What they really, folks, comes right down to it, they have no choice. Florida DeSantis is talking about doing the same thing. They really have no choice. I would say New Mexico and Arizona probably are thinking about the same thing. Maybe California. I don't know. California don't think. Well, California has no common sense at all as a whole. But some of the governors are fed up with this. Can you imagine the drain on resources trying to protect locals from illegals that are stealing and robbing and raping and looting? Can you imagine the drain on local resources and personnel? I always kind of thought I'd like to live a little further down south along the border, but I changed my mind. Up here in the hills of West Virginia, we don't get a lot of illegals coming through here that I know of. We have a Mexican restaurant about 20 minutes from us, but they work there. So I don't know what to say about this. They give them cell phones and ankle bracelets so they'll be sure and check in. We can trust them with that, of course. And they fly them in secretly to different cities across country. They've been doing it for years now. It happened under Bush also. And when Trump's in office, they did the same thing. So we're seeing things happen now that are intentionally being done to undermine what's left of American economy and to cause chaos in the cities and towns. This is causing turmoil, frustration, anger. And folks, I do believe, in my opinion, that America is close to erupting in a lot of different ways. The last straw might be when the food supply starts getting tight. People may become angry enough to say enough is enough. And God only knows what could happen then. I don't want to add anything to that. If you're not preparing already, I don't know what you're waiting for. I, for one, cannot afford a lot. But I can put back enough canned goods and some other things to feed me for 4 or 5 years anyway, if I can keep it. Somebody doesn't steal it from us. But that's a chance we all have to take, isn't it? But get yourself ready spiritually first. Seek the Almighty God and His Word and what to do. Pray through things. Think through things. Weigh the options and ask for direction from the Holy Spirit. Consider what you're doing. Try to do it right. Think about your children. I don't care if they are growing. Think about your grandchildren. Maybe your great-grandchildren. Your extended family. I know a lot of them are laughing at you and saying, well, you're an idiot. Why are you doing that for? That's all a bunch of nonsense. Well, that's fine. They're going to find out one day you weren't such an idiot after all. And if you got a heart at all, and most of us probably do, it's going to be hard to tell your cousin or uncle or aunt that I can't feed you. I can't give you a meal. So this is things, folks, you need to think about and weigh about in your mind. I'm giving you enough evidence today to show what's happening to make you at least should be concerned. That's why Melody stays on radio. Melody stays on radio because she's trying her best to get information across to you. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Call her and ask her some questions. Folks, I've talked to Melanie many times on different issues. She's always been down to earth with me and totally honest and straightforward. And she'll tell you this is her opinion. She may not have all the answers exactly, but she'll give you the advantage of her knowledge and wisdom from the past and help you understand some things to do for the future. That's all anybody can do. But don't put it off and keep putting it off till it's too late. The fire has been lit. The kettle is starting to boil. There is no outlet. What's going to happen? You figure it out. 800-375-4188. And if you want to, tell her I sent you over in today's program. I'd appreciate that. Not because I'm something special, but like know that people are listening, and I am by the grace of God and for His glory reaching a few people. And maybe helping people see what's happening and maybe even educate somebody in moving in the right direction. That's what we're here for. That's what our job is. I'm a watchman on the wall as a servant of Christ. My job is to warn the people and tell them the enemy is at the gates. As a matter of fact, the enemy is already inside the gates. Prepare yourself for what's coming. 800-375-4188. I'll be back with you Wednesday. Mel and Dave will be with you tomorrow. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day, and pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.